Indeed it is. 12 minutes past 3 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon. I have a very special guest in the studio with me, and he is Pravin Tolman, president of the temple in... where is the temple, Pravin? Nice that you're here, firstly. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me on air. The temple is in Phoenix. It's called New Jagannath Puri. It's a temple for the International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
So you are one of those that once upon a time wore orange robes and a yellow sort of marking on the forehead and a bit of a ponytail almost, and played those little tablas or the little drums and ran around. When I was a student at university, at Wits University, the Hare Krishnas were fantastic allies because, it was part of that love and peace movement, and they did a marvelous, come and have dinner with us. The only problem was it was just vegetables, but they were very tasty.
So it's still like that. I didn't wear the orange robes. I'm what they call a grihastha, householder, which means I'm married and I have a family. But I do the rest. I have the tilak markings on my forehead, which... I wear. I have a sikha, which is at the back of my head that we call it as a tuft of hair. And yes, we do go out and we distribute what we call Harinam Sankirtan. It's distributing the holy names of the Lord on the streets of every city in the world. And we invite people to come and join us to find out about what is it that we do.
Now, there was a bit of controversy back in the day, and especially in America, where there were elements of the, like anything, people, I think, tend to sometimes get led astray or go astray, and this led to a little bit of a backlash. I'm talking about in the 70s, possibly in the early 80s. There were allegations of all sorts of brainwashing, for example, and abuse of teenagers or youngsters in the Hare Krishna boarding school environment, and almost a kind of idea of being somewhat devious when it came to offering gifts freely at airports in particular and then demanding payment for them. And that sort of gave the Hare Krishna movement a little bit of a question mark for a while. And I think it's fair to say that over the years, the movement in America certainly has become somewhat less prominent. And it seems that the followers, rather than being aging white hippies, as one journalist has described them, they now tend to be almost expat Indians that have gravitated towards the Hare Krishna movement in the States. In South Africa, what is the status?
In South Africa, we have generally a large Indian congregation, but we do reach out to a huge African community and a white community at the same time. So the philosophy of the Hare Krishna movement is that we are all spirit souls. So irrespective of what color of your skin is, the soul is the same. It's a son of God or child of God, and that's what we believe and that's what we follow.
And it's monotheistic, one God.
One God, Lord Krishna, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Okay, so it's and love and peace predominantly, that's the message.
Love is the predominating factor in any religion, but more prominently in what we display in the Hare Krishna society, because it encompasses all castes, creeds, religions.
And we need that more than anything
else
in the world, hey? Yeah. So we wish you tremendous success, and we're very happy to be promoting an event that's happening in Bolito very soon, on the 20th, in fact, of August. It's the Krishna Janmastami. Okay, I'm learning as I go along, but tell us about that.
So Krishna Janmastami is the appearance day of Lord Krishna, and like I said earlier on, Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the original Supreme Being. So every year, like we have birthdays, we celebrate the appearance anniversary of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just like how the Christians will celebrate the appearance of Christ, we celebrate the appearance of Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this festival takes place, the actual date is the 7th of September, 2023. It changes year on year depending on the lunar calendar. So we've had one celebration in Bolito in 2006, I think it was, if I remember correctly, which was some time ago. But since 2006, we have not done anything in the Bolito area. So this year, due to some of our devotees, and one of our devotees is sitting here, Junika Mataji, she, together with some of the local people in the congregation, have come up and they've stepped up and put together this wonderful program of celebrating this Krishna Janmashtami. So it will take place at the Townsend Hall, on the ground outside of the Townsend Hall. It starts at 3 p.m. on Sunday. And we have a nice discourse. We have some kirtans and bhajans for people to sing and dance along. We'll distribute some books. And then obviously we'll give out some free food at the same time.
So it's an event at Townsend Park.
Yeah.
Anchored around the little building there, the hall. Is there a charge for it?
No. All our festivals that we do across the world are free. We don't charge anybody money for this. If and you'd like to give us some money, we'll definitely take it.
Good. I know, that's, you know, food costs. So anyone can come along. Is it open to the
It's anyone? Open to the entire public.
And what are you hoping to achieve with this?
So, like you said earlier on, love, peace, goodwill. We want to spread the message that we are all loving human beings, and we want to make sure that we can love one another. The only way you can do that is to identify with each other and build a relationship with each other. More importantly is to build a relationship with God.
Okay. Because so if there are people that possibly are seeking answers or not fulfilled in their lives and are looking for possibly something that means more than they have, would the event on the 20th be possibly an intro to something?
Definitely. So the our main speaker for the day is His Holiness Bhakti Chaitanya Swami Maharaj. He's one of our sannyasis. He's the
It's going to be in English, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay, because some of the, you know, all the descriptive the language that you're using is beautifully colorful, but I'm sitting here and thinking, I'm not sure what I heard.
I know. Marj is originally from New Zealand, so he's a New Zealander. He's been living in South Africa since 1973, so he's almost South African now by dint of his long stay in the country. So he'll speak in English.
Okay.
But we will chant prayers that may be in Sanskrit. We will chant different mantras. But the bulk of the lecture, almost 99% of it will be in English. And for people that are seeking answers, we have many books that our founder, Srila Prabhupada, wrote. And we'll have that on display. And if they want to purchase them, they're most welcome to do so.
Well, we wish you success in any mission that has at its heart love, peace, understanding, kindness, gentleness, compassion. These are things, I don't care what label is attached. If that is the intent and if that is the sentiment, then I'm 100% behind it.
Srila Prabhupada once was asked in America, why was he converting, you know, the Western Christian people into Hinduism. And Srila Prabhupada's response was that he's not converting anyone. He's teaching Hindus to be better Hindus, Christians to be better Christians, and Muslims to be better Muslims. That was his reply. And that's what we are trying to teach today.
Well, I think it's so special in the sense that I think everyone at this juncture is looking for something.
Yeah.
And often, I think in the 21st century, nothing really makes sense anymore. Well, I'd say nothing, but generally speaking, we've been listening to possibly messages of all sorts of descriptions and dogmas for an awfully long time, and you would imagine that with the amount of time that all of these messages have been in circulation, humankind might have learned something, and yet it seems that we are still searching. So, and I think it's also true to say that there are many paths, all leading to ultimately the same direction and maybe the same end goal. But for you as an individual, maybe the path you're on is not the one you're supposed to be on. So you need to, if you're unsatisfied, if you haven't found answers that make sense, you need to keep looking, and possibly this is an avenue to explore.
So one of the things that we do at every single one of our festivals or even if our discourses at our temple is that we ask people to ask us questions. So if you have a doubt, if you have some concern, if you have something in your mind that you're not sure about or you want to find an alternate answer or a different answer or an answer itself, then we humbly ask that you come and ask us and we'll try and help you.
And I think that's an honest response to any kind of seeker. Come and ask the questions. If you find that it resonates, take it.
Yes.
If it doesn't, just move on.
Fine.
That's life. That's the way of the world. And I'm my very special guest. If you've just joined me and you wonder what we've been talking about, essentially on the 20th of August, celebrating the birthday or the arrival day of the
You want to say the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna.
Thank you for that. I battle with these descriptive, fantastic. Lord Krishna. Ringo Starr was, he was very, very keen and fond of,
yes,
of the path that you're on. And I think it helped him tremendously in his life. And indeed, so many people that were following the path of enlightenment then. It's lovely to know that it's still very much alive and well. And on the 20th of August, Sunday the 20th, you are invited to pop along to Townsend Park in Ballito and celebrate along with good people like my special guest today, Pravin Tolman, who is the president of the temple, the Krishna temple. But he'll be here in Ballito on Sunday the 20th to answer your questions, to invite you to find out a little bit more about the path that is the Krishna movement in South Africa, and in fact globally across across the world, a growing movement of consciousness, enlightenment, love. I love the idea that people are still preaching love. Bless you, and thank you for joining me in the afternoon show.
Thank you very much for having us.
And look forward to hearing more, and possibly you'll come back and let us know how it went. Unfortunately, I will be in Cape Town, but you know, I'll be with you in spirit. How about that?
Thank you very much for having us.
And there it is. The afternoon show continues on the other side.